You're with SBS Radio.
Ang National Broadband Network o NBN ay isang bagong paraan ng pagdadala ng internet at serbisyo sa telepono sa mga Australiano. Pagsapit ng taong 2020, karamihan sa mga kabahayan at negosyo ay makakakonekta dito. Sinuri ni Audrey Bourget ang paksa at narito ang ginawa naming pagsasalin upang matulungan kayong malaman ang NBN at kung paano makakakita ng pinakamagandang plano.
SBS Radio.
Malimit nating marinig ang tungkol sa paglilipat sa NBN nitong mga nagdaang taon sa Australia. Ilang kabahayan at negosyo ang konektado na sa NBN, samantalang ang iba ay naghihintay pa din upang makakonekta. Si Tony Brown, ang tagapagsalita para sa NBN Co., ang kumpanyang namamahala sa paglalabas ng NBN.
The NBN is a new network that is being built out right across Australia that will cover virtually every home and business in the country. By 2020, we will have services available to around 11.5 million premises right across the country. And that will use a variety of technologies. Some of them will be fixed line technologies and others will be wireless technologies such as fixed wireless, and for remote places we will use satellite to reach those more remote locations in the country.
Si Teresa Corbin ang punong tagapagpaganap ng Australian Communications Consumer Action Network. Ipinaliwanag niyang ang NBN ay isang makabagong paraan ng kasalukuyang telepono at network ng NBN.
So at the moment, a lot of our home internet and our home phone services use copper wire, and this is switching over to a fiber connection so that ultimately we can move to faster services and we can also deal with having more people connecting.
Dapat nakatanggap na kayo ng impormasyon sa pamamagitan ng koreo bago dumating ang NBN sa inyong lugar. Iminungkahi ni Tony Brown na suriin ninyo ang NBN website upang malaman kung kailan ito makakarating sa lugar ninyo.
It's very easy for consumers to sign up to the NBN network. Firstly, if they come to the NBN website, which is nbnco.com.au, they'll be able to use our check your address website function, and they'll be able to check whether their address is actually ready to connect to the network.
Mahalagang maintindihan ninyo na nagkakabit lamang ng network ang NBN Co. at hindi sila ang nagbebenta ng serbisyo sa mga kliyente. Kailangan kausapin ninyo ang mga kumpanya sa telekomunikasyon katulad ng Optus, Telstra o TPG kapag gusto na ninyong magpakabit ng NBN. Ang paglilipat ay hindi automatiko, kaya kailangan magpag-ugnayan kayo sa kanila. Kung hindi ninyo gustong maikonekta sa taning na panahon, ang inyong permanenteng telepono at internet ay mapuputol. Kung napili na ninyo ang inyong plano, kailangan magdesisyon kayo kung gusto ninyo ng koneksyon sa telepono at internet o isa lamang sa mga ito. Para sa internet, kailangan magdesisyon kayo kung anong bilis at gaano kadami ang kailangan ninyong datos. Inirekomenda ni Teresa Corbin na kausapin ninyo ang inyong kasalukuyang provider upang malaman ang inyong pangangailangan.
To work out what's the right plan for you, you need to understand what your usage is. If you're just doing email, maybe looking at the odd web page, then you know you probably don't need to have a really high speed internet connection. But if you're a family with lots of people studying and people that need to get access to video content, then you might want to get a higher speed. What it means if you're getting a higher speed means that you're getting a slightly bigger pipe effectively to your connection.
Inirekomenda naman ni Tony Brown na mag-shopping kayo upang malaman kung sinong provider o tindahan ang bagay sa inyo.
It's very important for end users out there to do their homework and make sure that if they want to have these high speed plans, if they want to have a plan where they're not experiencing congestion, they really need to do their homework, work out which retailers are delivering a good experience and which are not before they join the network. And another good tip for end users out there, rather than tying yourself into a lengthy plan with a retailer, which may be hard to get out of if you're not having a good experience, it can be a good idea to try monthly contracts with different retailers until you find a retailer that's good for you and is delivering the kind of service that you want.
At kung dumaranas naman kayo ng mga issue sa inyong bagong koneksyon sa NBN, ang unang dapat gawin ay kontakin ang inyong provider para matulungan kayo. Kung magpapatuloy ang problema at hindi tumutulong ang inyong provider, sinabi ni Teresa Corbin na may karapatan kayong magtungo at magsumbong sa Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. Kung may kailangan pa kayong karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa NBN, iminungkahin ni Tony Brown na dumalaw kayo sa NBN website na upang makakuha sa wikang Ingles at iba pang lingwahe. Upang malaman ang iba pang impormasyon tungkol sa pagsisimula ng NBN sa inyong lugar, dumalaw sa nbnco.com.au. At kung may tanong naman kayo tungkol sa inyong telepono at internet, kontakin ang inyong kasalukuyang provider o maghanap ng iba pa.
And you can actually contact them via our 1-800 number, and I'll give that number. It's 1-800-062-058. And you can ask for interpreter services when you get connected to that service so that you can explain what your problem is if you need to use a language other than English. Basically, they will escalate your complaint, and also in some instances where they need to, if it's not resolved on escalation, then it can actually be investigated, and hopefully if there's a need to, they might also be able to recommend where there's compensation due.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.